you're looking at getting more recycling this week with the curbside pickup. What's the story there, Sarah?
Yeah, so we realise it's been 4 weeks now, so we understand that everyone's been so awesome at stockpiling at home, and I think 4 weeks has been the longest we've done it for last year in April and earlier in level three and level four earlier this round. We know we just can't go on doing that forever, so we did do a big glass pickup last week to clear all of the backlog of the glass, because we've heard that that's the biggest recyclable, taking up all the room.
There were some awesome, when I was walking to work that morning, on a Friday morning, there were some very impressive collections, I must say, at some houses.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually last week people were already sorting them out in colours, which was really awesome. So everything's had to, we haven't been touching them.
Yeah.
So everything's being put all in. It's all going to be mixed glass recycling, which goes to the, turned into brown. And this time, from now on, we're asking people to help us out and sort all of their curbside. So you can put everything out, all of your recyclables, metals, plastics, cardboard, glass, just all has to be in separate containment so that our crew can literally pick up a bucket and toss it in the right compartment on the trailer without touching all of the items.
Right, right.
So nothing is going to be hand-sorted at the curb. Usually we have a team on the truck. I've done it. You've got to be fast. It's just like intense, knowing your colours, throwing them in the right hole, grabbing. I mean, they're wearing gloves and masks and things, but it's really important to make sure that we don't touch things that have been on people's mouths.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I guess that's pretty clear. And you guys had a scare at the start of this local outbreak with a team member, not from work, I don't think, related, but it's just a reminder, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it was pretty close to home, and I've had a few conversations with people on the street. I understand people's frustrations with the recycling services, but stockpiling at home. But these are our whānau, these are our friends, these are our sons and daughters and partners and mums and dads. You know, they're all part of the community here in Raglan. We just ask everyone to think about keeping our people safe and doing the best that we can to put out the best containment possible, you know, and like sorting all your different colours of glass out. And people were already doing that last week anyway. I saw when I went for a walk on Friday morning. It was great.
Yeah, I did see something in some cardboard boxes that had been out overnight, and the boxes were falling apart. So what's our thoughts on cardboard boxes as containment?
Not too ideal. I think if it is a sunny day, then I would say preferring solid containment, because also they're going to leave it behind. So buckets, you've got two recycling crates, but you don't have to put everything out all at once. So I know it might be stressful, we're like, come on, we don't have 10 buckets at home, or to categorise all your recycling, but you don't have to put it all out this week. So maybe you could choose what is taking up the most room, so maybe it might be your plastics. So make sure they're all washed and squashed, and your lids are removed, and you can put 1, 2s, and 5s mixed all together. The guys won't be sorting them at the curbside, so they'll just be picking up your green recycling crate and putting it all in into one compartment, and that we're going to leave things on site for a while before they can be processed.
Right, okay, give it a couple of weeks or something.
Put out your biggest amount. Like if it's mainly aluminium cans, then do that one first. You know, if you just, you don't, we're going to continue this for a while. And also for the rural community, we are popping up a truck on Thursday.
Okay.
So that will be about 10 till 2 at Te Uku, and that's for the rural community, people from who live, residents in Waitatuna and Te Umata can come and use that, but we will be doing a truck pop-up the following week in Te Umata.
Okay.
At the outside the sea freight containers where they usually are.
So what does that mean? People can just bring all their recycling and individually throw everything into different parts of the truck?
Yeah, so there'll be a sorting bales there for people to do it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because there has been a few hassles at the rural sites.
Yeah.
Over the last few weeks.
Definitely. I guess there's a lot of pressure for everyone at home, and we reiterate that we're grateful that people have been stockpiling at home. And I mean, personally, I all the more reason to be buying from bulk bin stores and not stocking up lots of packaging at home. Every single item that is stressing us out in our recycling crate or in our back doorstep is our own personal consumer choice. So we could figure out different ways to have less waste. This is an opportunity to see what is the waste mound that your whānau or your flat at home is creating each week. It's like not necessarily being going and getting disappearing to this magical away place every week. We get to see it right in front of us and go, well, what kind of switches could we make to reduce our packaging intake, you know? And I always advocate for swap downtown as a bulk bin place that you can buy things from instead of stocking up all that packaging.
Yeah. Although you can't get, obviously you can't get in there at the moment, like all the shops, but they are doing, I think their packaging, well, I know personally, personal experience, their packaging is all paper, so...
Yeah, it's paper bags at the moment, or for their liquid, so like detergents and oils and shampoo, and they've got a big jar library there, so they're using second-hand jars for liquids. So you don't have to go out and buy a new detergent bottle. You can still refill yours, just order it online.
We should find out. And so then, it's not your business, obviously, but can you take a jar and give it to them?
Not at the moment. At level two, you can.
Right.
So at level two, you can take a couple of items down and at the door. They like got a servicing from the door.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more intense than say a cafe because there's scoops and handles all through the place, so they won't be open as normal until level one.
Or then we get the traffic light system, and who knows what that means for them.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just a big advocate for trying to reduce whatever waste we have, and we're always trying to work together towards zero waste. So I don't have shares in swap, but I'm just very grateful that that resource is here in our community.
Yeah.
We also have been, we sold a whole pile of compost last week. So we've been doing like a call and collect service for compost bags.
Okay.
So you can book bulk compost if you're wanting cubic meterage of superfood compost or carbon compost. But people sometimes also want just a bag or three. We do have a minimum order of three, actually, I should say that.
Okay. So how do people do that? Can they drive in to get that?
It was on Friday, and I'm going to double-check that it is happening again on this Friday. But you just ring the office and pay online, so you can book your bags. And then on Friday last week in the afternoon, we had the organics yard open for people to come in contactless, pick up their bags.
Okay, right, so it's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, and presumably the rest of the site is closed to the public.
Yeah, it is. So we will be opening up for recycling drop-offs and stuff as soon as we can, and of course we're trying to figure out what is the safest way to do that for our team on site as well as our team in the community, everyone in the community. But yeah, thanks for everyone's patience.
Yes,
I'm working hard on the background of trying to have an online extreme store so people can click and buy things.
Oh, okay.
Easily, local compost specifically, and but that's kind of, we all got to kind of get creative with changing times.
It's probably not possible to take a photograph of everything in the shop and go and put it up for this 50 cents,
it'll be select,
$1.
Select treats.
yeah. There's just
the things that people might be needing, like a food waste caddies and things like that, or compost bags and.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of there's the food waste caddies, and I noticed some people's are falling apart. The lid broke off or something, and there's also the bins as well. If people need either of those, can they get them at the moment?
It's tricky because they are all in the shop, and we don't have anyone in there at the moment. But I just say ring the office and ask.
Yeah. And there'll be someone there with some expertise who can answer the question, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, or I mean, I have said that put it out in the bucket, or if you've got a good relationship with your neighbour, put your bags out in their food waste curbside bin.
Oh yeah.
But I think purely because I was like, well, maybe next week we'll be back open. Maybe next week we'll be back open, and it kind of adds up rather than us getting into the shop and then driving around and doing individual deliveries of things.
Yeah.
It's just easier if you just, if you put it out in your neighbours or put it out in the bucket. For people who have been running out of bags, please, the new rolls that we've got don't have the note in them. So these are just temporary rolls that we've got until Christmas. Don't get those two words mixed up.
Have a very COVID Christmas, yeah.
Have a very COVID Christmas. So the rolls instead of the pouches will be around until Christmas. It's just COVID has been delaying the shipment of new ones, the replacement pouch ones, which have a note in them 10 bags away from the end.
So rolls, what do you mean by rolls?
Well, there's rolls of bags for the food waste service at the moment instead of pouches of bags.
Oh, yes.
And so there isn't a note in them, so we're just asking people if they do run out of bags, or before they run out of bags, putting a note nice and brightly, pop it on the top, or stick it out like you're poking out a tongue out of the lid of your food waste curbside bin. And we, and then the crew who are out on the road, can get you a new roll of bags.
Okay, that's a good point. I think I've seen people talking about that. What do I do? Yeah, leave a note.
Yeah, that's write a note. Just make sure it's not a small post-it that can fly away.
Yeah, it's been a bit windy. Yesterday was not a good day, for instance. Not that anyone was, but yeah, very windy yesterday. Hey, you know how there's all these step downs, and you're probably not going to be able to answer this, but has anyone been looking at any of the step downs that might happen, potentially going to open things up for extreme at all? Or do we know?
Potentially. I think the crew, Nikki and Nina up there, are working pretty hard at, I guess, safety first. And as soon as we open, we know that we can be quite an intense, full, busy site.
Yes.
So, I'm not too sure myself which step down we would be able to open in, but it's mainly... priority is mainly relieving the pressure of all of the stockpiling and recycling at home. So there might be some pop-up days at the site where people can bring in their recycling, but we won't be opening the shop and the yards and everything straight away. But that is always hard to manage because it's tempting, right, when you walk through a treasure trove. But that's just... If we can collect everyone's recycling on the curbside, then that's... will relieve some of that pressure that we've been hearing, like, totally. Thank you for all the feedback on the Facebook page and phone calls and things. So, good to know.
Folks, we're talking to Sarah from Extreme just about the recycling this week, and all the recycling can be picked up so long as it's all carefully separated and in separate containers. But what days, Sarah, what days are we doing it?
We are just still doing it on Wednesday and Friday, so that's... reduced days, so our crew are just working 2 days and not four out on the streets. Wednesdays and Fridays continuing on, and this recycling change isn't just for this week, but it's from this week onwards until you have me on here again.
Yes, well, who knows what the future holds? I've been trying to predict things over the last few weeks, and it's difficult to predict what's going to happen next, frankly.
Yeah, has anyone got a magic eight ball?
Yeah, no.
Have you ever used one of those? Those are hilarious.
How does that work?
You ask a question and you shake it, and then you turn it around and it'll say, not likely, or ask me another time, or doubt it, Harry.
Okay, right. Yeah, that sounds about... That's as good a way as any of predicting things
right,
at the moment,
I've got
I reckon.
Christmas present.
Oh, did you?
That's it.
Oh.
Thanks for having me, though, Aaron.
Yes. It's nice to talk to you. I'm sitting here by the studio by myself, so it's nice to have people phone in for a chat. And good to hear there's a plan in the works, and people get rid of all their recycling over the coming weeks. And good luck to the team at Extreme.